Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this October 5th, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, you want to do that. Livefreenow.org. If you're interested in living free, if freedom matters to you, then Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, is for you. Because Freedom Law School is a very unique source of education and freedom solutions that will work for you. Start by going to livefreenow.org and get your education mailed to you for free and emailed to you for free. Just sign up there. Tonight, as in most of our weekly conference calls, I'll be covering a topic of interest, of freedom to all of you. And after that topic is completed, then I will be answering your individual questions that you may have about your particular freedom issue that you are facing, whether it's the IRS, a state income tax agency, the police, or bureaucrats of any kind. As I said, Freedom Law School is dedicated to educating, empowering, and supporting and assisting you to live free now from government, oppressive taxation, and control. Tonight, I'll be talking in the class about the income tax and whether it is a direct or indirect tax. Because the U.S. Constitution, folks, recognizes and speaks about direct and indirect taxes. That's right. There's two classes of federal taxes mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. And that's a very key point, because there are limitations in those parts of the Constitution to how the federal government can impose direct or indirect taxes. So we'll talk about that issue, folks. That understanding is a very fundamental issue that a lot of debate about is out there, but it really should be pretty simple. We'll cover that and how that affects your freedom. And also we'll cover how the deep state, the crooked people within the government who have hijacked our government, how they are treating this key issue of your money, be taking wages, I'm withholding from wages to fund the Second World War take place. And then once that started, it never stopped. And they kept the fraud going because the politicians, big banks, their corporations, the insiders love this big new source of money, the federal government. And what happened is that after World War II, then some people started objecting to these taxes and start arguing about these taxes. And wait a minute, this is not allowed by the U.S. Constitution per these Supreme Court cases, which I read just a few of them. In the article, you see all of them for yourself. So what happened? Why are we paying income tax? I shouldn't have to pay the income tax, is what a lot of people start saying. And they go to courts. Now, if you go down from there, a bunch of paragraphs further down, it talks about what the state courts have said, and they disagree. Some say it's direct, some say it's indirect income tax. Then after that, it has the Federal Courts of Appeal making different decisions. Okay, and let's go read that paragraph a little bit. The split of authority, the paragraph that starts with this split of authority. Let's read that. That says this split of authority evident with the state cases also manifests itself in the federal appellate courts. For example, in the First Circuit, there's 12 different federal courts of appeal they call it. The circuit courts, and First Circuit is one of them. It is difficult to determine the meaning of the 16th Amendment because in the United States versus Toronto, that court held that the 16th Amendment eliminated the indirect, direct distinction as applied to taxes on income. Wow! The 16th Amendment eliminated the indirect versus direct tax distinction? Wow. That's not what the Supreme Court said. Next door in the Second Circuit, there is uncertainty revealed by three completely inconsistent cases. In Dandruff's estate versus commissioner, that court held or declared it should be noted that estate or inheritance taxes are excised, and while surtaxes, excess profits, and war profits taxes are direct property taxes. Surtaxes are the graduate taxes of the income tax. So this court holds that the personal income tax is a direct tax. But in Ficalora versus Commissioner, that court stated that the personal income tax was an indirect tax. Quote, the Supreme Court explicitly stated that the tax on income from one's employment are not direct taxes and are not subject to the necessity of apportionment. But comparing United States versus Sitka, okay, citing Parker for the proposition that the tax is direct. In Third Circuit, it has been held in one case that all income taxes are direct, by another, that only some are direct. See Keysby and Madison Company versus Perthenses. And income tax is a direct tax upon income, therein defined. Penn Mutual Indemnity Company versus Commissioner. Saying that Pollock only held that a tax on income derived from real or personal property was so close to a tax on that property that it could not be imposed without apportionment. Sixth Amendment removed that barrier. In the remainder of the circuit courts of appeal, the difference of opinion as to whether the federal income tax is direct or indirect taxes is likewise as profound and confusing. In the fourth and sixth circuits, the income tax has been held to be an excise tax. The White Packing Company versus Robertson. That's that. The tax is, of course, an excise tax, as are all taxes on income. A United States versus Garmer, Sixth Circuit, says Boucher and the Congressional Record Express do indeed state that for constitutional purposes, the income tax is an excise tax. However, in the 5th, 7th, 8th, and 10th circuits, arguments that this tax is an excise tax have been strongly rejected and determined to be frivolous. Folks, you see what's going on here? What do you get out of this? Confusing mishmash of legalese from the courts of appeal. What are they all saying, but they're not saying it in so many words. They're all saying, look, buddy, we and in the government are going to keep taking income tax, and we don't care if it's direct or indirect tax. We don't care and by what the U.S. Constitution says. We don't care about the U.S. Supreme Court said 60, 70 years ago. Some of us say it's direct. Some of the courts say it's indirect. Some say it doesn't matter. Some say the Sixth Amendment didn't, you know, just made it a direct versus indirect distinction go away. Some courts of appeals say in some decisions as both, one or and or the other. I mean, it's so confusing. Bottom line is, we're going to keep taking the money, the Constitution, and U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Be damned. The deep state folks that you hear about a lot these days, you hear about it in mainstream media, Fox News, Sean Hannity and others talk about it. It's been going on for a long time, and the crooked judges, trial judges, court of appeal judges have been knee-deep a part of this corrupt, criminal, money-hungry conspiracy of insiders, sophisticated, Harvard and Yale-educated crooks. They're out there to enslave you, to steal your money. So then, and their friends, the big banks and corporations that pay for the advertising election campaign of the politicians. So they benefit, and they keep this corrupt system going. That's what it means. The deep state is being talked about a lot more these days. The state news media, the controlled media, the media that's not just news reporting, but has an agenda. Agenda of enslaving American people. And the agenda of rejecting, for the first time in a long time, an outsider, be the President of the United States, Donald Trump. So they hate Donald Trump, not because of what he says here and there, or this or that position. They hate him because he is not a crooked insider. He's not bought and paid for, like a typical politician who needs the money of the crooked big banks and corporations to advertise and stunt stuff to you to vote for him. So he really represents them, not you. Donald Trump is a billionaire. And it certainly, he had no need for this job. He's the whole that he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He decided to do what's right for his country. And guess what? Many people found that that's the kind of man they needed. They may not agree with everything he says or does. I don't. But I'm glad we have outsiders for change in there. And we need more outsiders in Congress, and in particularly the U.S. Senate, to get rid of crooks and criminals like John McCain of Arizona, like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. These, not just these crooked communist Democrats, the rhinos, Republican and name only Republicans, who are not Republican at all, but the money hungry crooked politicians. We gotta get rid of them, we gotta put more outsiders into the U.S. government to clean up that corrupt cesspool of Washington, D.C. criminality, to get our country, get a constitution back. And so we're also at the forefront of that. But you could fight this crooked system. You just can't go at it directly in their face because the crooked judges will protect the system. But you can't beat them. Way back 20 years ago, only 20 years ago, when I found out from my friend that the courts are crooked, I decided to fight on because I found that you still can beat them, but you got to be double smart, double fast, double good, double prepared. So it won't be so easy, quick, but you can win. And to prove to you that you can win despite the crooked system, go to Freedom Law School under our victories. Okay, on the top right corner of our website at livefreenow.org, go to the drop down menu, drop down our victories, and click on the FLS victories, Freedom Lost victories. That's myself, Freedom Lost. Me, moi. You know, they attack me, attack Freedom Lost. You see how beat them right there. Okay? So look at the victory number 2 and 3. Freedom Lost beats the IRS of a bogus claim of being an abusive tax officer. Yet, after 13 years minimum of investigation, IRS finally threw the towel saying, well, we can't find anything that Pema Matehete or Freedom Lost for as an abusive tax officer promotion. So we are closing this investigation. It took us that long to figure that out. What a bunch of incompetent, slow idiots they are in IRS. There's proof right there for you. 13 plus years to figure that out. And victory number 3. Yes, assess me for over 10 years of taxes, over 10 years, pages and pages of tax liens, claims are filed against me in a county recorder's office. After 2 years and 9 months battle, finally IRS erased all those liens and tax claims to a big fat zero. Is there. I did it. And you might say, okay, Milano, you can do it. You're great, you're special, you're smart, you're founder and president of your law school. Yeah, I know you can do it. I know you're very, you got this stuff down. But nope, it's not just me. Nope, a lot of ordinary Americans have one too. Under our victories, again, go down under our victories, the Freedom Law School, drop that menu to IRS victories. Click on that, and you see many cases of our students over the years beating the IRS. First, I've been so busy, I haven't put any victories on there for the last year and a half. Just been so busy. But there's more that I haven't put on there. It's just a sampling. I mean, it's overkill as it is. Bunch of, but you see them, folks. And there's a lot more victories that IRS never even attacked the people because we did things right. And you see, for every one of these cases, you see that we reverse the IRS of action or stop them. There's a lot more that were prevented. A lot more. They were prevented by proper planning and execution. So some of these cases, you see, $100,000 zeroed out. $250,000 zeroed out, $4 million plus zeroed out, money IRS to take in, you know, refunded, liens removed, levies removed, and get the money back. So, folks, you can do it too. That's why after the law school, after several years of just teaching, from 1996 to 2001, I started the Royal and Simple Fiat Irish programs as well in 2001 to help assist you so you can live free with proper responses. Any responses need to happen, it could be sent to you. You need to sign and mail out. Any responses you get from the government will be reviewed by Freedom Law School. And you have the proper response in your hand to send out and win. And that's how the Freedom Law School has been a unique institution, folks. The longest running, most successful tax officer group in the history of the tax officer movement has been Freedom Law School. You may not know that, but that's a fact. You're the organization leader. Has been around for over 20 years, exposing IRS fraud, not only not being criminally put in prison, but even charged, because they know I'll beat them. They got no basis. and with all those victories against the IRS. Documented court victories also. You could do the same. My dream is for each one of you to win. You live free. And as a result, you get excited like me and share your victory with your friends, family members, people in the community, co-workers. Get out there. You can win. You will win if you prepare. If you educate yourself. If you're willing to pay a price. Work with freedom organizations like Freedom Law School. And it's worth it. Let's work together, folks, to have each of you be free and work together to have America become a free country once again. On the edge, our education materials, tap on freedom at livefreedom.org. Go check out the videos, the income tax reward, eye-opening education, educate Congress. Man, there's just so much solid information that you need to know. Educate yourself and educate Congress afterwards. You all should do that part, folks. We talked about other conference calls. So that's the topic of the call to us, folks, about indirect versus direct tax. We can talk a lot about it, but at the end, the deep state, crooked people in government, including the crooked judges, they don't care. They just want the money. That's why it's so important to get our country back to the legislative process. The courts are closed. Less than you can beat the IRS on procedures, on technicalities. I do. I did. Our students do. I did. You see it. But to get rid of the whole system, it's got to be political. We got to get people in that represent the American people, like Donald Trump, real people like Donald Trump in there, not crooks and criminals like Clinton, the Bushes, the Obamas, the McCains, the Romneys. They are all crooks at the top of both parties, establishment Republicans and Democrats. And we are taking the country back. We are, after all, in the Great Depression now for close to 10 years. Way back in 2005, I was warning people that this Great Depression that will be coming to us will take 10, 15 years, maybe longer, before we get over. Japan has been in a great, you know, we call it a recession since 1990. They've never gotten out of that, Japan, since 1990s, folks. The economy has never recovered. That's why China has a bigger economy than Japan now. Anyhow, folks, now that I've covered the subject, I'm happy to answer your questions. Folks, remember, if you haven't become a fan of Freedom Awesome on Facebook, do so. We'll be in touch with you that way as well. I don't do Twitter or other stuff because they don't really convey themselves very well with this issue. This is not an Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter quick message type of thing. This takes more thinking, more reading. Facebook is more, better for that. Emailing. Get your education that you cannot find anyplace else. Ask me to law school and start living free. So if you have a question, folks, you are welcome to push 1 on your telephone keypad. That way I'll know you have a question and I will answer it. If we do not have any questions, that's fine, folks. I will end the call now, and I will be back with you next Thursday night with a new topic, new class, and I'll be answering your questions there so that you can live free and all of us together can restore freedom in America. Thank you for listening, and good night, everybody.